The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about cruelty to animals, praying that you will help to stop it.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television. Today we present the first in a two-part series about the vicious murdering of whales for meat. Although commercial whaling has been banned worldwide since 1986 by the International Whaling Committee, a global body that regulates whaling, three member states, Iceland, Norway, and Japan, exploit loopholes in the ban and continue the bloody hunt year after year. Fortunately, there are several international non-governmental organizations working tirelessly to stop these killings. One of the most well-known groups is the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, founded by Captain Paul Watson.
Can you tell that whales feel pain or agony, or they have prolonged pain from the killing?
I've been involved with opposing whaling operations for 40 years, and certainly the whales that we have seen that have been killed are in extreme agony. These are very highly intelligent, sensitive creatures, and there's certainly no doubt at all. We've heard them scream. It's probably one of the cruelest slaughters of any wildlife species on the planet, because it takes so long to kill a whale.
And do you have a memorable experience with saving whales or encounters with whales?
I certainly had a lot of encounters with whales over the years, and I've come to the conclusion that these are very, very highly intelligent animals, and really I equate the killing of a whale or a dolphin with murder.
Have you had friendly experiences with whales?
I've had a lot of experiences with whales in the water with orcas, humpbacks, fin whales, sperm whales over the years. One sperm whale in 1975 could have killed me. It was mortally wounded, and I could see recognition in his eyes that you're trying to help him, and he spared my life. So I'm personally indebted to that whale for the fact that I'm still alive.
In early 2011, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society made history. Their boats had been following Japan's main whaling ship, the Nishin Maru, for weeks in the icy seas of Antarctica, and blocking the ship's stern loading ramp to prevent harpoon whales from being placed inside the vessel. Finally, in mid-February 2011, Japan announced it would suspend whaling for the rest of the year. Hearing how the Society's extraordinary whale protection efforts led to Japan's decision to cease whaling, in February 2011, Supreme Master Qinghai offered to donate $50,000 to the group to further its noble cause. Despite worldwide pressure to stop, Norwegian and Icelandic whaling fleets continue their sickening pursuit of the innocent whales. The 2011 whaling quota set by the Norwegian Ministry of Fisheries and Coastal Affairs for the minke whale is 1,286 individuals, the same number as the previous year. NOAA for Animal Rights is Norway's largest animal advocacy organization, with over 2,000 active members who live in almost every Norwegian city. This caring group seeks to protect the lives and well-being of all animals, including our marine friends.
NOAA has had a continuous campaign against whaling since it started, and we started in 1989, and then Norwegian whaling was reassumed after the ban in 1993.
We asked the head of NOAA, Siri Martinsen, if the Norwegian public is aware of whaling's tremendous cruelty.
We have conducted some surveys which shows that when Norwegians are informed about the ways that whales are killed, they do not approve of it. So more people need to know more, but it's also a very nice development that people care more about animal welfare than they care about just making money.
One issue that NOAA faces in spreading its anti-whaling message is that the massacre of whales remains largely hidden from the public eye, and thus most Norwegians do not ever see the bloodshed and extreme violence that occurs when a whale's life is taken.
The whales are slaughtered in sea, and that is quite difficult to be able to watch. If you live up in the north and and follow the boats from the shore, you might see some whale hunting, but not many people do that, obviously. So that's one of the problems, that it's very hard to visualize what whaling is about for the general public. And it's also hard for us to film. We have filmed whaling, but you don't see the animal, you don't see the suffering. So you need to know what's going on, and then you need to think for yourself, how does it feel to get a grenade exploding into you and to get a harpoon into your body? So that's a problem, that you don't really see what's happening. It's quite embarrassing that Norway is the only country in the world who does two things that quite a lot of people around the world disapprove of when it comes to animal welfare, both sealing and whaling. And they're both tiny industries that no one really wants the products from. It's not a lot of people who eat it, and there's no export, and all this little export. So it's just not necessary, and it's very disapproved of, and it's quite painful for the animals.
Minke whales enjoy living in icy waters, and thus the frigid seas off the coast of Norway are a natural home for them. Sadly, Norway's whaling ships pursue them with no mercy.
The whale species which is hunted in Norway is the minke whale. They are social beings. The calves serve a long time with the mother, and also actually the calf may be with the mother in the season when they are hunted. Minke whales communicate with each other over far distances. The sounds are very special. We don't know very little what they mean, but obviously they have a wide range of communication between each other. And there's one particular population of minke whales in Australia, which have been studied quite a lot, because they live in close proximity with humans. There are a lot of researchers and photographers who have studied them, and the whales actually come to humans and study them as well. So it's a mutual relationship of exploration, and they're very peaceful towards humans, and which all whale species that have been studied actually prove to be. NOAA and two other organizations have cooperated with one of the photographers who studied these whales in Australia, and he took pictures of them, very close pictures of the eye and expression on the face and so on, and we blew these up to natural size and had an exhibition which toured Norway with these pictures, and it was amazing pictures. You really got to know them a little bit, and you see that they approached him, and they actually had a relationship in the water. So there is lots going on socially between the whales, and also between whales and other species like humans when we approach them.
The incredibly beautiful whale photography exhibited in Norway was the work of Bryant Austin, the founder of the US-based non-profit organization Marine Mammal Conservation Through the Arts. His spectacular close-up images truly reveal the magnificence and splendor of these animals. Mr. Austin desires to raise global awareness about the inhumanity of whaling and that many whale species are highly endangered.
You look at the gray whale, the Western North Pacific gray whale, you know, that travels through Japan and Russia. There are only 100 left, and they may go extinct. The gray whale is one of the oldest living mammals alive today. That population could go extinct in this century easily. Whaling is the primary reason we have so few whales. In the middle of the last century, within the span of maybe two human generations, we decimated most large whale species, anywhere from 20 to 2% of their original population. So there are very few remain. For the last generation, whoever be in this position to ensure that whales be around for thousands and thousands of years to come, no future generations will have these opportunities. And it's really what we do right now that's going to ensure that they will be here. Many may go extinct in this century if, for the first time in recorded human history, if more isn't done. So it's really my hope that in my lifetime we'll be able to achieve the full scope of our vision and bring whales into our collective mind and ensure that they're a part of our lives for thousands and thousands of years to come.
What can we do to help prevent the ocean waters from turning blood red because of whale slaughtering? To start, we can choose the organic vegan lifestyle and avoid all animal products such as whale meat. Other actions we can take include contacting government officials to ask them to quickly end the bloodbath.
It's good with letters to politicians, with signature campaigns. Just keep on. It might stop sooner than we think.
All we have to do really is uphold international conservation law. We have all the rules, regulations, and treaties we need to protect whales.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often spoken about the urgent need to stop the killing of animals, including the noble marine beings. We're here to help keep Earth in balance as well as bless humanity.
Actually, there is also a very strong motivation for people to be vegan when they see the animal cruelty that occurs with their own eyes. Or if they go on the massacring fishing boat or the bloody whaling boat to witness it for themselves, I wonder how anybody could ever do this for a living. But of course, they have been cheated into doing that. We have all been cheated into doing the things that we should have never done, should have never even imagined, because our hearts are originally full of compassion and love, but we just ignore our feeling. If you ever wonder if hell exists, just go into those massacre house or the boat that kills the whales and go to the seals massacring areas. Go there to find hell. Then you believe that hell will exist.
May all whaling cease now to end the immense suffering of the whales, preserve the species, and ensure the well-being of our planet. For more information about anti-whaling efforts, please visit the following websites: NOAA for Animal Rights at www.animalrights.no, Sea Shepherd Conservation Society at www.seashepherd.org. Please join us again next Tuesday on Stop Animal Cruelty, when we will present the concluding episode of our program on whaling. Thank you for your thoughtful presence today on our program. Enlightening Entertainment is coming up next after Noteworthy News. May our prayers and kind wishes for the happiness and welfare of all our animal co-inhabitants soon come to pass.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.